Yeah, hey, man, I called you a couple weeks back about joining our professional Marco Polo team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so with all this constant flooding and stuff, we're really going to start, you know, picking up the season and getting in a lot more games.
Oh, yeah?
So, definitely, man. I talked to the team. They're so down to have you on the team, Drees.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Aw, come on. We've got you, like, we got you kind of like an old, your own little jersey. It's like a thingy, sort of. You get your own little uniform and everything.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
dig it, dude.
I'm so much better at not doing things and just buying the uniforms myself. You know, it's just so much easier that way. It's better. Yeah, I know.
Dude, this water sucks, man. Getting a little off topic, but yeah.
The water sucks?
Like five feet of water.
I think the water floats. Yeah.
Well, it's good for playing Marco Polo, but bad to drive through.
Yeah, you're right. You don't want to go through through lots of water. That's not any fun.
Yeah, especially when you got a Honda Accord, because this morning I said Google Gadget lift kit, and it didn't work, and kind of got stuck.
Well, how's your Taurus handle, Jerrion?
It's an Escort, and it handled just fine.
It's an Escort?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Hi, man.
See ya.
Later.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I do. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
All right.
Got rained out for PT this morning.
Hey, good for you, man.
So, I wanted to talk to you about airfare. You know, air travel?
Yeah, sure.
What is up with some of these prices?
Okay, I haven't flown in a while.
I'm online last night. Okay, my wife is going to be taking a trip in July down to Panama, to the country.
Yeah.
And I say that because a lot of people think Panama City. But
Panama
City Beach.
Country. Okay, yeah.
And I'm checking prices, and I see one is really good, $415 round trip plus tax.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. Well, with tax and everything, it's like $680. Okay?
Yeah.
I go to another search engine, like Hotwire or Orbitz or something, and they got one that's like $440, and then it's like $900 with tax. So I'm like, what's going on with all these different taxes? What, they just decide to tax whatever? Well, hell, my grandma's old tax.
The cell phone companies are right there with them, man. All kinds of weird taxes you have no idea what the hell's going on with.
I mean, I'm looking at it, and it shows it itemized, you know, like you got airport tax, and then you got some kind of tariff tax, and then you got fuel surcharge. And I'm like, the fuel surcharge, is that because they want to make sure they're not paying too much for gas like we are?
And by the time you get to the honey roasted peanuts, all the cash is gone.
Oh, no, they only give honey roasted peanuts upon request.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they don't give it out anymore. And most of the time, I've been on, being in the military, I fly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get peanuts anymore. We get, like, these little things of, like Chex Mix. It might have two pieces in it.
Yeah.
What's the point of flying, then?
Well, I haven't seen honey roasted peanuts on a flight in a while, to be honest. Usually, I get pretzels or something, it seems like. Yeah.
I mean, my best flight I ever had, I had two really good flights. One was going from Atlanta to Kuwait. That was probably, and that was before the war started. We were the first units going.
Uh-huh.
And that was probably the best flight. I mean, we are stuffed by the time we hit the ground.
Nice.
And then coming back was even better. I mean, they're flying with a cockpit door open. We're landing in JFK in New York.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting behind pilot in the cockpit with a headset on.
Nice.
Okay. When we take off, you got that steep angle, that angle of the plane.
Yeah, to get up in the sky.
You're right. We're sliding down the aisles on trays.
Wow.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, we're
That's
just
great.
Dipping down them. We'd get up, run back up to the top, and do it again. We get two or three zips going down before it started to level off.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
So,
yeah, man, I think the thing is they just spent more money on this war than they anticipated, so now they can't afford the things like peanuts and sliding down aisles on trays. So I don't know.
Just the taxes. I mean, it seems like nobody can afford to drive and nobody can afford to fly. So I guess you're stuck to riding your bike. Like you were talking, I think it was yesterday, about road trips or
yeah.
The day before. Talking about road trips. Pretty soon you're going to have a little trailer on your bicycle. You're going to put the kid in there. You're going to have the wife on the handlebars. You know, that's the only way you can afford to go on a road trip anymore.
Sounds like my dream trip. That's great.
Yeah, hey, you don't have to worry about gas.
Hey, exactly. It'll get better. The gas prices have started to come down a little bit, I noticed, in the last 24 hours. And the gas supplies have gone up.
I don't know. I paid $3.39 yesterday at BP. And I put $10 in and got just under 3 gallons.
Yeah, I saw it at $3.31 on the way into work today at a place that normally had it at $3.39. So it's chilling out. Things will get better. Gas prices will get better.
I hope so. Yeah. About ready to start drilling for oil in my backyard.
There you go.
Hey, you have a good morning.
Thanks for calling.